Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at jdsawyeronminds.com and bomb him at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't take over the world without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 630.
Today we hear from Charles, who asks,
how do you refill your well, your creative well?
Well, I'm glad you specified, because I actually spent all week researching well drillers in the town that we're moving to and talking to them and getting quotes and figuring out where aquifers are and all that good stuff. So if this was about water wells, my answer would be incredibly detailed and arcane and probably quite irritating. So thank you for clarifying. It's true, isn't it?
Yes. Researching, pricing.
And how and when. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. Okie dokie. So how do I refill my well? Well, geez, it's almost a constant process for me. And Kitty can tell you, it's such a constant process, it drives her insane. I've always got an audiobook going, or a lecture about some obscure scientific or sociological or mythological topic or whatnot going on. Oh, and I've got books going on, and I watch an insane number of movies. And as weird as it sounds after all that, I also have quiet time. I carve out time for quiet. I do things that let my mind wander, take walks in the woods where we're currently holed up. In this case, I trudge through the snow, intending to take a walk in the woods, get a quarter mile away, and realize that I'm exhausted because it's about the same as walking 6 miles. So turn around and head back, trying to step in my previous snow prints because it's much easier that way than breaking a new trail. The snow here right now is insanely deep. It's like, you know, Well, up until this morning when it rained and melted down quite a lot, it was like 3 or 4 feet
That's
deep.
It's still knee-deep on me. And for those of you who haven't lived places with constant snowdrifts, try to imagine walking in the pool with weights on your ankles or something like that. And it's a bit like that, except colder.
Yeah, I went out chasing after the dog this morning and started off through a snowfield that I thought was going to be about 1.5 feet deep and then wound up coming up to, like, mid-belly as I stepped off of something that hadn't been frozen yet and down into the drift. It was up to, like, here. And I'm like, yeah, there's a little more snow than I thought there was. Anyway, that's a bit of a discursion. But, yeah, the tricks for me are good activity and intellectual stimulation. New ideas, really important. New ideas and old ideas. I mean, that sounds so facile. New ideas and old ideas. But it's really true. When I'm watching, particularly when I'm watching films, my fiction intake in general tends to be about 60% review, 40% novel. And the reason for that is that the books and films and TV shows that reward rewatching have more in there for me to learn. Yeah, and it deepens the understanding of the old ideas. And the 40% novel gives me fresh things for those old ideas to bounce off of. And I find that's a really good, like, air to fuel ratio for me. But old ideas, new ideas, and physical activity, three big things for me.
And for him, sometimes cooking is restorative because he creates these elaborate dishes that take multiple steps, and it rhythmically chopping garlic into little tiny bits that defy the garlic press and building the flavors. And he doesn't just like saute something and then it's done. It's this long process and then everything stews together. And I personally find cooking refreshing, and I think he does as well. But it's more than just providing nutrition. It's art. And it's a different kind of art than writing or recording an audiobook and putting that together. But it's restorative.
That's something I hadn't thought of. I have multiple art forms. I don't just write, and I don't just record and mix audio. I do cover art. We collaborated on a cover art piece this week, which will be in the show notes because it's really cool. There will be an announcement on the next episode about that one, but you'll see the artwork in the show notes on this show. So there's the photography, there's the digital artwork. I designed two buildings this week, and I'm going to be designing three or four more because we're trying to come up with a plan of action for building our home and our cabin and everything on the property that we're moving to later this year. And we have to do it on, like, no budget, so it's a great logistical challenge. Problem solving, another thing. I'm welding now, so I've got welding, I've got woodworking. There's a lot of physical arts, as well as the intellectually and aesthetically focused arts. And I do approach them all kind of in the same way. It's a creative thing. Even when I'm solving problems and doing engineering, I approach it from a creative angle because that's kind of the way that my mind works. And being able to shift sideways into these other forms of creativity keeps the churn going, keeps my brain on a low simmer all the time, and really helps pull me out of bad days. And Kitty just nodded emphatically.
Yeah.
It was a few weeks ago, I was out in the shop welding all day, working on that furnace, and you came out and you said, "Are you having a bad day?" And I'm like, "Why?" She said, "You've been welding all day." Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about it, but I'd gone out and I'd done that because I needed to feel like I was accomplishing something, and I had all these intractable problems around.
And you made a really cool rocket stove.
I'm really, really excited about how well that's burning. So anyway, the kind of stuff I do, and sometimes I'll go out and I'll do archery or I'll practice my marksmanship and other stuff like that. So, I don't know if any of this was helpful. How do I refill my well? I do cool stuff and think cool things and, you know, I have fun. Actually, that's really the trick. For me, problem solving and joy are the two things. So if I'm having a bad time or if I'm having a creatively fallow period, you'll find me doing a lot of stuff involving problem solving. Entertainment's the wrong word, because it's not just diversion. Exploration, I guess. Those are the things that really keep me going, exploration and problem solving, whichever domain you apply it to. It's one of the reasons that I can go to very dark places in my fiction and in the things I learn, and not very often do I get seriously depressed about it, because the exploration is seriously fun, even when the thing I'm exploring is seriously depressing. So I think that covers it. I don't know if it's useful, but maybe it is, and at least I hope it's been entertaining. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.